Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Perry, and towards Virals, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Alvis, and towards Salmon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Mincher moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitfield scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive towards short. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Verhaal supplying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Cimino now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Pete Cimino. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gonzalez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to Hargan covering. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.